The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
I am thrilled to announce that today's episode is brought to you by Lust Minerals. Welcome back to Flourish and Fulfilled. Now, we have toxins in almost every aspect of our lives, and being conscious of what we're consuming is a huge thing for so many of us. Today's guest has created an entire beauty label based on supporting women who want to live a healthier life and have an alternative without sacrificing the quality. Now, I often learn so much by following so many different people online, and Lust Minerals is one of those brands that I learned so much about. There's a huge purpose that they have when it comes to their entire philosophy of their business, including educating women. And something that I found so fascinating was that 90% of what you put on your lips is actually absorbed into your body. So before we get started, I would like to introduce you to today's guest, which is Stacey, the owner of Lust Minerals. Welcome, Stacey. You are, of course, the owner of Lust Minerals, my go-to beauty brand. Along with running the company and staying true to your ethos, you are, of course, a mum, and I cannot wait for my listeners to get to know you a little bit better in this episode, because you are just the most inspiring businesswoman, and I am so happy and excited to work alongside you but also have you on today's episode. So welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, and right back to you.
Oh, beautiful girl. Now, I always start whenever I have guests on my podcast with fire questions. So just like the first thing that comes to your mind, right? So don't overthink it. All right.
Okay.
If you were on a deserted island, what is the one thing that you would take?
My family. That's technically three. My family.
Combine them all. Yeah. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise for sure.
Favorite food?
Ooh, lately it's sushi.
Yum, I love sushi. That has been my go-to. That's actually like one of such the benefit of having lockdown, because all of the places that I usually eat at don't normally do takeaway, and everyone's doing takeaway at the moment. So I'm like, ooh, delicious. What would your alter ego name be?
Oh, well, funny story. I used to go by Sophia, my daughter's name, if I was on live chat or something like that.
I love that.
So shall I say Sophia?
Yes, I love that. What's your favorite swear word?
Shit, because I often say stop putting shit on your skin.
What? That's actually the best mantra as well, especially given Lust Minerals. What's your weird quirk? Go on, give it to us.
Oh, I'm a bit spiritual.
That's not a weird quirk. That's like a good quirk.
It's a good quirk, yeah.
Do you have a hidden talent?
Not really, but I do love a good TikTok dance.
Yeah, you're actually really good at those.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah.
What is your most used emoji?
Oh, that would be the smiley face with the love heart eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's a way. That's a winner.
Yeah.
What is one thing that you wish everyone knew?
The importance of a cleaner lifestyle, like, and minimizing chemicals.
Mm, good one.
Yeah.
What's the big one? Best dream that you've ever had?
Oh, well, this was a dream, but I actually think it's my vision as well. But I bought a massive boat and just took all of our friends to Hamilton Island.
Oh, do you know there's actually a company that you can hire yachts. You don't even need to have a boat license, and you sail around the whole of the Whitsundays. I was going to do it with the boys last year. We should do that. We should bring all the kids.
Yeah.
I actually have my boat license, weird enough. Of course I have a boat license, which I definitely don't need to do that, and I will not be the captain of the ship. All right. So now the listeners have gotten to know you a little bit better. Can you give us a little bit more information in regards to your journey to get here, why you started Lust Minerals, everything to do with it?
Yeah, of course. So a bit about me. I'm a mom of two beautiful kids. Thomas is 5 and Sophia is 2.5. Married to my high school sweetheart, James, of course. So where all my background comes from, I studied my beauty and skin therapy diplomas in 2016. And that's when I went into the beauty industry and did a lot to do with what my specialty was skin and advanced skin facials. But Stacey in 2011 was 21 at the time. I just bought my house with my husband and I was thriving in an environment of a clinical skin and beauty background. I was doing facials 8 hours a day and I began to get the hand burns. And when I say hand burns is because I'm doing 8 facials a day for 8 hours a day. The chemicals that I was using was literally like burning the skin on my hands. And it was around this time that Dad became ill with cancer. So my way of dealing with that, because it was such a heartache at such a young age, was research. And I spent every minute of my time researching chemicals. And I put two and two together that I'm creating these results for people with chemicals, but it's not the way to go. And it's actually so detrimental to the health. So it was my outlet. I did lots of research. And this is when I really became aware of the importance of cleaner products, because you don't need to use the chemicals to get these results. I suppose it was a bit of a pain point for me as well. At this time, I started using mineral makeup because my skin, I had acne when I was younger. I was on the pill for it, which again, when I started researching the pill, I, you know, decided to go off that. So my skin flared up along with stress and everything like that. And this is when, as I said, I started using mineral makeup and it really made a dramatic change in my skin because I was allowing my skin to breathe. And so this was, I suppose, the turning point for me when I just made it my mission to want to create something for myself. And I think going back to the mineral makeup I was using, it was well over $89. And for me, even though I was within the industry, it was not something I was prioritizing. I just bought a house. So I think all of that together, all of my awareness and my passion, and that is where I just put it all together. And I was dedicated to creating a brand that was affordable, that thrived and worked, and that everybody could access. So that was kind of me, yeah.
That is something that is so, so true to you, because you are the most passionate person. And I think that's why I feel so proud to be able to align myself with Lust Minerals and yourself, because it truly is not just a business. It is a whole lifestyle, education and purpose driven of being able to help women. And that's something that you are so passionate about. And the amount of times that you message me being like, here, do this, like, or change this, or use this particular brush, or let me help you do this. You are so, so incredibly passionate about what you do. And it's really inspiring. Have you ever felt swayed to go in a direction that you're not aligned with in the beauty industry?
I mean, absolutely. I think manufacturing is a big one, right? Because a lot of brands take this overseas and it's certainly cheaper and it's certainly more affordable. But for me, it doesn't align with my values. Australian made is very big for me, and ensuring that it's vegan and cruelty free and as clean as possible. So for me, I did, you know, it may not be the best business
model
way to go. It's definitely not the most cost effective way to go, but ensuring that we do align and we do manufacture everything in Australia is very big for me and something that I won't change.
I just absolutely love that, because I think in business as well, sometimes we get so fixated on margins and making more money and making it more profitable that that's a huge one that could easily be something that you would get swayed with. So yeah, kudos to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what has been your biggest challenge to date?
I think for me, the biggest challenge is juggling the kids and working, because mum guilt is just high on my radar.
Isn't it just? I swear that I have this conversation every single day with the girls and I. Like, it's so hard, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just finding that balance, because I am my best version of myself at work and I thrive at work. And obviously I love being a mum, but as long as I have that time at work and that's where I thrive, I can come home and then be the best mum for my babies as well. So finding that balance for me is very, very important.
How do you best manage that? Like, I know that for myself, I have like a family diary and we have a really strict schedule and we have clear work days. And is there anything that you particularly do to be able to help that balance? Or is there a way that you switch off when you get home from work? Or how do you actually segment work and home?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, I was in a really dark place when Sophia was born, because obviously not only with a newborn, having a 2.5-year-old and trying to run a business, when at this time, 2.5 years ago, Lust started to take that incline. It was getting really busy. And for me, just making that like rash decision that I was going to get help at home and create that balance. So I have a good structure. We have help at home, and then just ensuring that I have that time for me. And another thing I love doing is on the way to work, I'll listen to a podcast that's very much for me and very much personal growth. But then on my way home, I ensure I listen to a parenting podcast or something, just to snap me back out of it and get me prepared for being home with my kids. Because you almost do have to snap out of two different situations, because a mum and a boss is just so many different. It's just so different.
That's so beautiful and such a good tip. And just on that then,
yeah,
I know that for women in business, I obviously am surrounded by so many women in business. And for me, it's been quite difficult in a male-dominated world, and being a director and CEO as a female is very hard. And you are such a sweet soul. So how do you find running a business and being that woman in charge? How do you find that?
To be honest, 2 years ago, it was a struggle. 2.5 years ago, it was a struggle because I was a big pushover.
Boundaries.
Onboarding. Yeah. Since onboarding Liv, which is our shining star, isn't she? She has certainly grown my confidence. And I think growing my confidence, really focusing on my why, getting like a firm belief on my own core values, and also setting firm processes and expectations for the team so that you don't have to have those awkward conversations. These are the expectations. This is the processes. And that's sort of what runs it. It's certainly helped me, and I've certainly come a very, very long way.
Yeah. It's all about those clear expectations and being able to have those uncomfortable conversations, isn't it? Because I know that you and I are both not good with those.
No, not at all.
Do you have a particular favorite product in the collection? Like, what is your absolute, like, I know that within my business, my favorite product is my journal. Like, it's just my absolute, I'm so proud of it. I absolutely love it. Do you have just one standout product that you just love?
This is hard for me because it's like picking like your favorite child.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. It has to be the loose powder foundation though. I use it every day and I just love it. I'm obsessed.
Okay. I'm just going to do a little break here to let you all know that I actually have a really incredible gift for you all today from Stacey from Lust Minerals. Now, it is a $20 off voucher for your first order when you use the code FLOURISH. The entire mission and purpose behind Lust Minerals is to provide peace of mind to consumers, knowing that no matter what they put on their skin, there is nothing but the absolute best ingredients and toxin-free products. I absolutely love the fact that Lust Minerals products not only are incredible in ingredients and quality, but they're also amazing when it comes to the actual coverage and beauty. Now, I'm often asked if I was to choose just a few of the products, what would I personally select? And I think I'd have to say that number one, it would be the tan, the self-tanner. It is always the most natural looking, beautiful tan. The Glow eyeshadow palette, of course, because that is a collaboration with myself and those colours I wear every single day. And probably the primer. There's two different types of primer, a mattifying primer and a clear primer. And I use the mattifying primer, which is the green version. And they are the three top products that I would suggest you jumping on and grabbing now with your $20 off voucher using the code FLOURISH. Now, what are you most proud of in the business?
What am I most proud of? I think the biggest thing for me is my personal growth and how far I have come. But not only that, I would definitely say team culture, because I live by this mantra of we get one life. So I am so passionate on creating an environment for my team where they genuinely want to come to work and thrive in, because I've been in that situation. I used to wake up and hate going to work, and I was dedicated to ensuring that I didn't create that for my team. So team culture is everything for me, and I spend a lot of time on growing my team. We have mindset coaching, we do meditation, we do yoga, we do PTs. So I think that's what I'm most proud of, apart from everything else.
I love that. And I love it when you guys share that as well online, because it's really beautiful to be able to see that massive team that is behind Lust as well. Now, in your opinion, obviously Lust Minerals has been created to be as minimal use of toxins as humanly possible. Where do you find that most toxins are hidden in beauty products?
I think for me, most obviously are the products we apply to our skin, because our skin is our largest organ and it can absorb up to 60% of what we apply to it. So for me, the biggest thing is the chemicals in skin and body products, because they are related to reproductive issues and acne and dermatitis and all of that. And most of us use between 10 and 15 products a day. So can you imagine the amount of chemicals that we're putting on our body that we're absorbing? Another one I wanted to touch on actually is the pesticides and the fungicides and preservatives and all of that stuff in veggies. We put such a high demand on our farmers that we only pick the perfect looking banana and the perfect looking apple. At the end of the day, the amount of pressure that by doing that, the amount of pressure we're doing putting on our farmers is they're using more and more chemicals. And you can find that one piece of fruit or veggie can have up to 13 different chemicals in it. And this is why we have such a growing number of reproductive issues and skin issues and cancers, because we are so unaware of what we are using on our body, but also what we're consuming. And a big pain point for me is just educating. I just want everyone to know. So for me, making everyone aware that washing your veggies is probably my top priority, and being aware of that, but also really aware of what products are in your vanity.
I just absolutely love that point. And I know that when we go to the farmer's market, there's usually also like a seconds table, and no one ever wants to buy from the seconds table. But the seconds table has all of the goodies, and you can literally buy boxes for like $20 that will entirely feed your family full. So yeah, huge, huge, huge point there. I love that. The other thing that I get, I guess, told often is, or people are shocked at, is that mineral makeup doesn't provide the same coverage as what, say, traditional foundation or makeup would. And I know that every time people see me in real life, they're like, what makeup are you wearing? I'm like, Lust. What makeup are you wearing? Lust. And they're so shocked. I'm like, I could say this over and over and over. And then even the women that I see daily, they're like, what makeup are you wearing today? I'm like, guys, I literally say this every single time. But they're always shocked, because the coverage is always so well. So if there's two points to this, I guess. Number one, does mineral makeup provide the same coverage as what traditional makeup would? And number two, if women aren't seeing that coverage, what are they doing wrong?
Absolutely. So I think 5 to 6 years ago, mineral makeup wasn't perceived as good coverage. And I think we need to come back to remembering what's in the product. And back then, the awareness wasn't there. So companies were using talc and rice powder and things like that that are fillers. They're cheap and they make it a little bit cheaper, and that waters it down. So the coverage isn't there, the performance isn't there. We stripped it right back. We're like, no bullshit, strip it right back. You'll notice that a lot of our products have minimal ingredients, so it ensures that the minerals are of the highest possible concentration, which allows them to have good coverage. And I think one thing we need to remember when you say, you know, if it's not working for them or performing for them, look at the ingredients for one, and look at the brand. But for two, look at your application, because if you're used to using those brands that have emollients in them that literally you just have to put on your skin and it sits there, whereas minerals need to warm and bind. So you need to apply them correctly to ensure that they bind to the skin. But I mean, if it's that minor change for the amount of chemicals you reduce and the amount your skin can breathe and the way your skin performs, I think it's such a minor thing for such a big positive.
The other thing with that one is, because the ingredients are so concentrated, you actually use so much less. And I know that for myself with the Glow palette, I literally have used that one palette for what, over a year, maybe 18 months, because it is so concentrated and the pigment is so highly concentrated that it literally sits on the skin so well. Now, when you say about the minerals having to warm, can you just explain that in a bit more depth? Because this blew my mind when you showed me how to actually apply mineral makeup and make it sit nicely on the skin, which I don't think many people would actually be aware of.
No, you're right. And I think when I say warming is if you put it on your skin and it looks like powder, it hasn't broken down. So you need to kind of warm and bind it. So there's two ways you can do this, either using like a kabuki brush to really press it into the skin. And what it does is it breaks down the minerals so that they can warm and bind to your natural oils and create that coverage. Or if you're just using the powder on its own, whereas you would swirl the kabuki and really break down that coverage that way. So
I love the fact I literally have a kabuki brush sitting in my handbag right now. I was like, oh, here we go for those at home.
I love that.
Yeah, and it does. It definitely changes the entire way that the makeup sits on the skin, because I was definitely, I was so unaware of how to actually apply mineral makeup, and somebody that doesn't, I guess I'm not a makeup artist or not professionally trained, so it was definitely eye-opening for me. What? Yeah. Other life changes have you made in your life other than just, say, beauty products to reduce or to live a low-tox life? Is there anything else that you've done other than, say, fruits and vegetables and shopping organic and washing fruits and vegetables? Is there anything else or any other changes that you have made?
Yeah, absolutely. Firstly, filtered water. I am really big on filtered water because the amount of toxins and heavy metals in normal water blows my mind. I also use natural toothpaste because, again, we absorb so much. And if you actually read the back of a normal toothpaste, it says do not ingest. And it's like, well, hello, you're putting it in your mouth. You're going to absorb it. So for me, clean water, natural toothpaste. I always wash my veggies with vinegar. And obviously, I'm really conscious of what I apply to my body.
Funnily enough, talking about water is we – organized this water company to deliver water about maybe a month ago, and it's called High Vibe Water, right? And I just researched this water company that had no toxins and all this mineral trace and stuff in it. And anyway, the guy came and he was so passionate about his water, and the boys were listening in. And he was like, we play music to our water. And I was like, what?
What?
Yeah, right. So I was kind of like, okay, this is going like a little bit too woo-woo for me. And then he's like, no, I want you to go and do some research on it. And there's literally all of these videos of how the molecules in the water change when different vibrations are played to water. It is insane. It blew my mind. And then after that, I was like, you sold me. I'm buying your High Vibe water. But yeah, really, really, really interesting. And yeah, that's what we're using now. So we play music to our water over here.
Wow, I had no idea. I'm totally playing music to my water.
You should have to. Everyone at home will be like, what the hell are you talking about? But honestly, yeah, YouTube, and it's quite interesting. Given that you run a very successful business, you're a mum of two and juggling staff and everything else, do you have a standard or typical day? Obviously, every day I'm assuming would be very different. But what does a typical day look like for you?
A typical day for me is I set my alarm at 4:30, and this allows me to get myself ready at a good pace. I get all of the lunches ready if I'm making lunches, get the kids organized while they're still asleep. And then this allows me when about 6:30 when they wake up, it allows me to have a good hour just with them. I'm not trying to make lunches. I'm not trying to make brekkie, get their clothes. I can just have that one-on-one with them, and it really sets me up for a good day because it reduces my mum guilt. And then obviously I head to work by about 7:30. I'm still very much the driver of the ship within Lust, which obviously I very much love. But being that just means I am within the office every single day. So then by about 4:30, I head home, and that's when, again, I have that time with the kids and we do some fun things before the bed bath routine starts and they hop into bed. And then when they're in bed, I try and either listen to a podcast or do something that's for me.
Awesome. Now, I've been on the Lust journey for quite a few years, but for those that don't perhaps know, I still remember when you were operating out of your garage. So where are you at now? And can you actually just talk us, this is probably like a few steps back, but can you actually just talk us through that journey from going from home business in the garage to where you're at now?
Absolutely. So the house we're in now, we kind of built around Lust a little bit because we created a home office. We created like a big linen cupboard downstairs, and that's where we stored all of Lust. And it was about 2.5 years ago. Yeah, it was right before Sophia was born. We were going to deck out the garage and we wanted to put in aircon because our product's very temperature controlled. And my husband just said to me, he's like, we can't do this. Like, you're going to have a baby. We're not decking out our garage. Besides, my car's not being left out. And he's like, we're going to get a shed. And that was the leap that we made to get a shed. We've moved twice since then. And we're now in a big purpose-built warehouse where we are now. And it's allowing us to keep growing. We had to get to a point where December last year, we purchased the shed, or we got the shed next door. It was safeguarding us. We didn't need it, but we thought if someone else snaps that up, then we're doomed, right? We have to move again. So we've got the shed next door and we're already filling it up. We've got a container or two containers arriving next week, and we're to the point now where we need pallet racking so that we can just store to the roof. So it's just so amazing to see that in that 2.5 years, how quick the growth has gone. And I've gone from a office and a storage room to a massive 2 warehouse with offices upstairs. And yeah, it's really surreal when you look back at that.
What do you think is the reason that you have been able to grow so quickly?
I think for me, it's my passion. I haven't ever let my passion die. I've really let my vision and my passion take control. And I haven't been about the sales. I've always been about how can I help more women? And it's just naturally flowed from there. Yeah.
I 100% agree with you on that, because it's truly inspiring. And it's, I love working with Lust based on the fact that you are the woman behind it, because I know that it is such a big purpose passion for you.
Thank you.
Now, if those that are listening at home would like to start making some changes, where do you think is the best place to start? And I know that a lot of the women that do perhaps listen to this podcast, they don't have a lot of money to spend and they can't afford the entire collection, or they don't know how to start changing their life to be a more low-tox life. What would you suggest? Where do they even begin?
Absolutely. And I'm so aware of that, because at the end of the day, we can't all, you know, have everything. But for me, I would look in your vanity, and look at some of the ingredients and some of the products you're using, and start with the products that you use every single day and that cover the most of your body. A big one for me is obviously I'm going to say body products and makeup. The other thing I would suggest is tan is such a big one. Most of us apply it every 7 days and it covers our whole entire body. Then I would say just buy some white vinegar and wash your veggies. Like, I understand not everyone can get the organic or choose the organic ones, but if you can at least wash your veggies in cool water and vinegar, that is a massive start. And opting for natural toothpaste, as I suggested, because you can get that from Woolies. It is comparable price to the normal. So, you know, it's definitely affordable. And then opting for a filter. I understand that everyone can have filters in their house, but you can buy a filter jug that is a good start for around $30. So I would certainly start there as well.
And what products would you start with in the Lust collection? Obviously, you mentioned tan, but if you could only choose, say, 3 products, or let's say under $100, or actually, I know that Lust do bundles, which I always tell people to buy, because that way they can actually try the entire collection of what works. But is there any particular must-have products that you would suggest?
Absolutely. It have to be the base products, because a lot of our skin issues, acne, dermatitis, all of that comes from the base products that we use. So I would highly suggest primer, liquid foundation, and powder foundation as my absolute must-haves.
Yeah, awesome. And do you have any particular, like, ingredients that you are just 100% no-go? Like, they are just, like, your big no, no matter what?
Yeah, absolutely. So talc and FD&C dyes is a big one. I'll tell you a quick story about FD&C dyes, because I was so unaware. FD&C dyes contain really heavy metals that when they build up in our bodies can be really, really toxic, and that's what leads to disease. But FD&C diets are in a lot of foods we eat. For instance, when I was in my 20s, I was really big in training and I was using pre-workout and it contained FD&C diets. And this was at the time where I was researching what not to put in my makeup and I wouldn't put it in my makeup, yet I was consuming it. So what I'm getting at is be aware of what you're also eating. But FD&C diets is big for me. Talc, because talc is a mineral, but it's actually a carcinogen. So they would probably be my two top picks.
And so is there mineral makeup companies out there that still use talc?
Absolutely. I know of a couple. And you'll find FD&C dyes in a lot of color stain lip products or blush products or eye products because they need that high pigment and that high color.
Such a good point to make because I would not have been aware of that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, I always end our episodes on your favorite quote, number one. So let's go with that. What is your absolute favorite quote or something that you live by?
I live by two, but my favorite one is empowered women empower women because I feel like
we
can all support and love each other. Yeah, absolutely.
And do you have a favorite book that you always suggest to people or love to read or always go back to?
I've got two. So I think my favorite one from, again, when I read back in the day is The Secret because I'm a big visionary person and I manifest everything.
Yeah.
But the other one I've just started is How to Win Friends and Influence Them. And I'm really excited to read this one because I think it'll benefit me so much.
Yeah, awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Stace. Now, if those listening at home would like to find out more or want further education, I know that you are so big on education and in regards to like everything that Lust posts and that yourself posts, it's so educational and inspiring. How can people find you?
Oh, thank you. So, yes, I've only just opened up my personal page to spread my passion. So you can find me at Stace Hollins. On Instagram or Lust, which is Lust_minerals. And we both are really passionate on the Lust movement at the moment. So you'll see a lot of education coming through here.
There's also a lot of makeup tutorials and so many different other elements to Lust Minerals social media in regards to education too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I will see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this week's bookworm is The Body Keeps the Score. It is an absolute banger, and I'm sure that you guys will be able to go back and reread this at a later date and always reference back to it. If you guys want to continue the conversation, you can call through on the listener hotline on 07-5649-6851 or in our closed Facebook group, which is, of course, just Flourish and Fulfilled. Until next week, have a great day, guys.